Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Latter-day Saint children have given generously to help the victims of natural disasters. Here are a few examples. Lemonade Aid by Lee B. Immediately following the news of Hurricane Katrina's destruction, the G family held a family council and decided to give the money they had saved for new furniture to the Church Humanitarian Fund instead. This brought light to the children's eyes. Taylor, Nathan, and Zachary asked if they could donate their personal savings to the fund. Their parents agreed. However, after counting their savings, the children said they needed to do more and asked if they could set up a stand to sell lemonade and cookies. They were soon open for business. The three boys manned the stand on Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., taking no breaks except in shifts to eat. They allowed themselves no lemonade or cookies. At the end of the first day, they were elated that they had made $67. They asked permission to open again after school, but were told no. "But there are more people who need help," the children explained. Mother agreed, and they raised another $24. They were filled with gratitude and joy as they sealed their money in a donation envelope. Taylor, Nathan, and Zachary G., ages 8, 6, and 5, Virginia. More Lemonade Aid by Kim B. Asalen B. and Rose N. sold lemonade and baked goods and earned $350 for hurricane relief after Hurricane Katrina. Asalen B. and Rose N., ages 5 and 6, Utah. A Gifted Giver by Christopher W. I turned 11 a couple of weeks after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. I felt sad for the people because they didn't have any food. Instead of getting birthday presents, I asked my friends to give me money to help people whose houses were underwater. Thanks to my friends, I donated $80 to the church's humanitarian fund. I hope the victims of Katrina are okay and can start new lives. Christopher W., age 11, New Mexico.
Storehouse Expert by Richard R. Hurricane Rita was no match for Jacob W. During the days immediately following the hurricane, Jacob spent as many as 12 hours each day helping in the Bishop's storehouse, stocking shelves with supplies for relief agencies and for people in need. Sometimes he worked with his father, sometimes he worked with his mother. "I got so good at it that one man called me an expert," Jacob says. "It felt good to help people get the food they needed." Jacob W., age 9, Louisiana. We Listened and Helped by Jackson D. In church, they talked about how Hurricane Katrina had destroyed houses and how children had no toys or food or supplies. Afterward, I couldn't stop crying. My mom helped me think of some things that we could do to help those unfortunate people. We started donating toys and books that we didn't use anymore. We donated 116 toys and books. We prayed and also decided to donate some money. If I was tempted to be selfish, I didn't feel it because Heavenly Father's love was warming me. I believe the Holy Ghost touched my heart and my mom's heart. I'm glad we listened and helped. We hugged each other afterward because we felt so good. Jackson D., age 11, Utah.
Mighty Change by Megan F. When I heard about the tsunami in the countries around the Indian Ocean, my cousin and I got permission to collect loose change around the house. We ended up with more than $20. We went to church and donated it. We were so happy. Megan F., age 8, Washington. Penny Power by Mary Catherine W. When the tsunami hit Southeast Asia, our primary started a penny drive. We each did extra jobs to earn pennies. When we were finished, we had raised $80.40 in pennies. We put all of the pennies in donation envelopes and gave them to the bishop. He told us how proud he was. I'm thankful that we could help. Mary Catherine W., age 10, and her primary, Missouri. Note: the friend would like to hear from you about an experience you have had in trying to be like Jesus. Please include a photo of yourself and your name, age, and address. A written statement signed by a parent or legal guardian granting permission to publish your photo and submission must be included. If an adult helps with your submission, credit should also be given to him or her. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least a year. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. Send it to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend Magazine, Room 2430, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, United States of America. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.